For the past 2 weeks, we've been following the news from Kashmir, a region in both India and Pakistan. Since 1949, the Indian side of Kashmir has operated with near autonomy. It's India's only Muslim-majority state and has been basically free to make its own laws. But last week, the Indian government removed Kashmir's special status, asserting much more central control over the territory. Since then, Indian Kashmir has been under a strict curfew and a communications blackout. No phones, no internet. Pakistan has not been pleased. The two nations have fought wars over parts of the disputed territory. Tensions today are running even higher. It's Pakistani Independence Day, and tomorrow India celebrates its day of independence. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan marked his country's celebrations by sending a warning to Delhi. Khan said that the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made a serious mistake and that any use of force would be met with force. It's been hard to get much information about what's happening in Indian-controlled Kashmir, even for Kashmiris like Zakir Ayub Bhatt. He's studying in New Delhi and has been trying to reach his family and friends in Kashmir to wish them well on the Muslim holiday of Eid. He says right now he feels all alone.
I'm literally counting the hours. What should I say? How does it feel if I tell you, like, it's Christmas and you aren't able to call your parents on the day of Christmas? You're not able to wish them on Christmas. How does it feel?
Ever since the blackout started 10 days ago, Bhatt has been producing YouTube videos trying to explain what's going on in Kashmir.
People didn't know what Kashmir is before Pulwama attack. I guess people around the globe should know about this thing, what's been happening. Same has been happening in Hong Kong as well recently. At the end of the day, people want to live peacefully. There shouldn't be conflict in the world.
Zakir, you're in New Delhi, as I said. What do your Indian friends there make of what's going on?
There are mixed reactions, to be honest. I wouldn't say that people aren't against this thing. Some are saying it's against the constitution of India. But the thing is, yeah, most of them are celebrating.
Yeah, I mean, how do you reconcile those celebrations while you're sitting there, as you said, alone?
People celebrating about this thing, it doesn't make sense. And I feel like most of the people don't know this article. It has been scrapped for Kashmir. So obviously, if something is going to happen, that's going for Kashmir. But why are other people celebrating? That doesn't make any sense.
Do you understand what they're celebrating?
They are celebrating like there are many things. People think it's about the land. Because one of the provisions was non-Kashmir, you cannot buy land in Kashmir. People started talking about this thing. They are saying, like, now we'll buy land in Kashmir without knowing that it's in the mountain region. They didn't know about Kashmir at all, but they have already started talking about going there and buying land.
So you're saying there's already in India kind of a land grab mentality regarding Kashmir, with a lot of people having never visited Kashmir. Ultimately, what are you worried about?
The Kashmiri culture, it won't be there anymore. Because there will be people, you can say non-Kashmiris, who will be there not knowing about the culture and misusing it, not knowing about the feeling of Kashmir. That won't be there anymore. If before a few years I would have told you, travel to Kashmir, you could have seen the beauty of Kashmir. It wasn't overpopulated. But after this, if Kashmir will be overpopulated, it wouldn't have that essence.
Zakir Ayub Bhatt is a student in New Delhi, India. He's been making YouTube videos to raise awareness about what's happening in his home of Kashmir.